علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge with Sheikh Mukhtar on IRIB English Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of a guide for managers based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are currently focusing on one of the phrases in the 185th sermon of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha, and in that phrase Imam Ali alayhi salam warns us of an important issue, and that is that if a society gets too much engrossed in blessings, that can lead to a certain form of drunkenness, a spiritual drunkenness. If a person would achieve that, or you can say that type of difficulty faces the community whereby they become drunk because of these blessings, then know that the community will not be able to achieve its goals, its aims and objectives. Rather, things will be going in the opposite direction. Inshallah, we shall see and discuss in this session what are those problems that a person can face, what are those difficulties that can overcome the society and make it not achieve its goals and aims because of these blessings.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the heavens and the earth and all of that is within there as a test for mankind. One of the most important things that a person needs to realize in his life is that everything in a certain form or way can be counted as a test. That includes blessings. You know, sometimes we feel tests are just difficulties that we face in life, but rather sometimes blessings become even a bigger test for a community. One of the problems that happens when a person has a lot of physical blessings, and if a community gets a lot of physical blessings and these physical material blessings are not channeled, are not, are not organized in a way that can lead to the development of the community, normally these blessings end up causing class differences in the society. So even if you look into history, and even today, if you want to look at the wealthy communities, the wealthy countries, let's say, which have a lot of wealth, many times when this wealth comes and if it is not planned and organized well, it normally leads to an increased, you can say, difference in the classes of the society. So the poor class and the distance between the poor class and the rich class increases. And this is basically because of not planning these things well. But as I said, this is one of those harms that can befall a community. And therefore, a community needs to be very careful to be able to plan for these problems. And that would be to promote systems, to promote ways and methods in which this wealth that is there can be divided in an accurate way. But sometimes even the community and the society and the leadership might place these laws, these rules and regulations, but because the person involved himself is not ready and prepared to receive all of these physical blessings spiritually, that person may not abide by those systems, may fool, may trick, may, you know, do all of these different corrupt methods to become richer and richer. This is a possibility, and it's something that we've seen that happens in the society. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad
wa ali Muhammad. Nahjul Balagha, translated as the Peak of Eloquence, is a compilation of sermons, letters, and sayings that reflected Imam Ali's profound insights on governance, ethics, spirituality, and social justice. Sayyid Razi's meticulous work in preserving and presenting Imam Ali's words has made Nahjul Balagha a timeless source of inspiration for scholars, theologians, and seekers of wisdom.
Now, we say that these blessings, that when they come into a society, a person should quickly gather himself, right? A person should not be just happy that, oh, now we struggled all these years, now we have to achieve the results of our struggles, now let us have a lot of blessings and let us be happy with these blessings. You know, sometimes this kind of attitude overwhelms people. And that includes the Islamic society at that time. So when these blessings came, one of the effects was there was a division in terms of class. Some people became very rich, while others remained to be poor. The government, of course, could have created systems, but then the people have to abide by those systems. So it now comes down to the point that some people are not prepared for these blessings. And we have got examples in history. So what is that preparation that a person needs to have for these blessings to come, and so that he can use them in the right way? That preparation is simply to understand and to inculcate inside one's heart the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, number one. Number two, the piety that a person needs to have with regards to the duties that Allah has prescribed. And number three, the moral fabric of a person should be coordinative, or you can say it should be compatible to what we call zuhd and asceticism. Not that asceticism in terms of leaving all the physical pleasures and blessings, no, but rather to be able to not be attached to these things. So a person needs to inculcate, and that needs planning. That means that needs training. So when a person is working hard to earn a lot of money, at the same time praying to Allah to earn and to get a lot of physical blessings, and material blessings. At the same time, he should pray to Allah that he gives him the ability and the courage and the strength to be able to earn the necessary traits to protect himself and his iman, and to be able to use the wealth for the progress of the society. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar in the program Gate of Knowledge on RIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معناه باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال منه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمناه هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه